This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. With Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, that's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She's also the author of many books, including Uplifted and the new companion book, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Refer to her website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books. Now, whether it's a new year, new season, new month, any time is a good time to make choices about improving your health. One of the best ways to bring wellness into your world is to decrease the level of stress you experience on a daily basis and rejuvenate your body and life. Sounds like a daunting task, but really, it's very simple. With these 10 surefire tips, Dr. Susan will discuss on today's program. Now, with her practical suggestions, you can rejuvenate your body from head to toe. Inside out, in other words, whole body, high-level wellness is now within your reach. Get out your pen and paper because you'll want to take lots of notes during our conversation today. Are you ready to rejuvenate? I am. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program and rejuvenate me. I am all set and ready to go. What a pleasure to have you here talking about this topic. I love this topic, and you've come up with this acronym that's going to help us all remember so we take these 10 steps to rejuvenate.
And who's not ready to rejuvenate? You know, the world seems to be upside down, and like you said, right up front, it's new season, new month, new year, new week. You know, it's always good to make a fresh start. And I want to give you the most simple tips so that we can enrich everybody's lives.
Well, I appreciate that. And all of this information, by the way, if you're traveling and can't remember all of these, although we'll give you, like I said, the acronym Rejuvenate that will help you along the process. All this you'll find on Dr. Susan's website. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com, a link on our website to get you there as well. And everything you've got, and that's why these conversations are so valuable, is relatable. We can take action. We can make our lives better. Talking about rejuvenation and shining today, let's get started.
Well, all right. And I had to take a little liberty with these letters that represent the acronym for Rejuvenate, so bear with me on that. So number one is R for the first letter of Rejuvenate, and that's for revitalize and refresh. Now, I think it's really important to create some breaks daily from sunrise to bedtime to support your mental health, and scarfing down your lunch in front of the computer doesn't count.
Okay.
A 10-minute respite during the day, you know, after a meeting, after running errands or something, it will foster vitality. And taking breaks during your workday, it's been proven to also help you prevent decision fatigue, boost energy levels, increase attention and focus, strengthen your memory, lower stress and anxiety, and to step out and see the bigger picture. And finally, and you and I have talked about this many times before, but it's so worth repeating, that in the morning you want to welcome the blank slate. And that's time you want to set aside, if at all possible, for nourishing your mind and body, because those first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone. So maybe you set your alarm 10 minutes early, allow for some mindful reflection, your to-do list. The quieter the morning, I always find, makes it the best time for getting organized for the day, for thinking about my goals that day, planning my to-dos accordingly. And I've mentioned this to you before, that it may sound simple and feckless, but it's not. Make sure to make your bed in the morning, because studies have found that making the bed each morning boosts happiness. And be sure to start the day, we'll talk a little bit more about this in a moment, with a healthy breakfast, like my Revitalize and Detox smoothie, you'll find right on my website. So just know throughout the day, you know, mid-morning, afternoon, evening, after you come home from work, you want to revitalize, refresh, and press that reset button.
I was going to say, it's almost like a reset for our mind and body, isn't it? We do this and we expect the computer to perform better when we do a reset. The same way with our body. If we take the time to reset, the performance is probably going to increase dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you just brought up, because just as our computers can get weak and a little slow and sluggish,
yes,
by running too many programs, our mind can also get discombobulated, is that a word?
Yep.
If we are engaging in too much mental multitasking. So it's okay to unplug every now and then.
And as I mentioned in the beginning, these are all things that you can do. Here's something that you can do by making a little minor adjustment in your day. It's a little bit of time you're shifting, and you'll be better for it. We're talking about Rejuvenate and Shine. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The website she's talking about is SusanSmithJones.com for more information. We're going through Rejuvenate. Yeah, let's go on to the next one, which I believe is exercise, if I'm following the alphabet correctly.
Yes, that's for the letter E. Very good. You want to exercise for vitality. Now, people who exercise in the morning, like you and I do, Rick, I know you do, and that's the best time for both of us, but we tend to be the most consistent in our exercise habits because the distractions of the day don't interfere with following through. and you get your workout over in the morning, and then you eliminate the possibility of flaking out on your cardio after a long day at work. And early exercise, by the way, also helps you to earn your breakfast, and it gets those endorphins flowing first thing. So whether it's, you know, morning yoga or a walk in the neighborhood, a quick trip to the gym, some sit-ups and push-ups at home, whatever it is, exercising before work gives you that boost of energy for the entire day. If you're just not a morning person, if you're not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the thought of a 5 a.m. jog, don't despair. Because after work, you can exercise. You could take a midday break from work. But you just find a way that's best for you. Exercise is a bedrock of vibrant health. It is impossible, Rick, to be vibrantly healthy, even if you eat great foods, even if you keep stress down and get enough sleep. It is impossible to be vibrantly healthy without some kind of daily exercise. And I love Henry David Thoreau's beautiful quote, that is, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. And I like to tell people to always walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
It's easy to do. There are things that you can do that makes it appear you're walking a dog and you don't have one. And feeding squirrels is something that I find is enjoyable in the morning as well. Do you find in talking to people that once they get started in the in that formula of getting up in the morning, going out and doing the walk, it becomes, they're sort of cranky if they don't do it in the morning, right? This is something they really look forward to, and you find you're making time in the day, even if you don't have any, because you want to get outside and walk some.
Yes, so you need to make yourself do it for about, you make a commitment for 21 days. Remember, Benjamin Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So if you say, I'm going to start today, and you don't even need to say it's going to be at 5 a.m., don't set yourself up to fail, but just say every day, I'll do some exercise, and you fit it in. And if you skip a day, you've got to start back over, and you make yourself do that. But like you said, Rick, at the end of 21 days, it's like your body wants you to do it because you have so many benefits from it that you'll begin to actually look forward to it. And I promise you that you'll never end a workout and say, oh, boy, I wish I didn't work out today. You will feel so good that you did. And this wonderful exercise not only benefits richly your whole physical body, but also your mental health as well, so important. And it's a key. It's the bedrock to vibrant health, and muscle mass is the number one predictor of how long you live. So in my book, A Hug and a Mug, I talk to you all about that in detail.
And A Hug and a Mug is now available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Information there to get an autographed copy, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Rave reviews internationally as well for the book, A Hug and a Mug. And again, all the information on Dr. Susan's website. You mentioned it before, the power of breakfast and how important that is. I think that's next on the list. Talk about the breakfast and really fueling ourselves for a good day.
Yes, I love that. And that's Jay in Rejuvenate.
Yes.
See, Mom and Grandma were both right. Breakfast is indeed the most important meal of the day. And the word breakfast literally means breaking the fast from the night before. And breakfast does many things. It jumpstarts your metabolism because your body needs to be refueled for the tasks ahead of it. And studies reveal that those people who eat a healthy breakfast make much better choices throughout the day and have a better handle on controlling their weight. And by the way, rushing out the door with a cup of coffee to fuel you will set you up for low blood sugar. that may cause you to give in to those unhealthy cravings and eat more calories to compensate during the rest of the day. In fact, Rick, research shows that skipping breakfast is more likely to result in weight gain than weight loss for that very reason. So make sure you eat a good breakfast. And whatever that is for you, healthy, healthy, healthy. You want to refuel your body with the healthiest foods possible. I have over 100 delicious recipes in A Hug and a Mug, and one of them is for basil seed, chia seed, flax oatmeal porridge or pudding. Mm. And you make it take 60 seconds the night before to put all this together. You put it in the fridge with a liquid. I usually use my homemade almond milk. And then the next morning, you have the best, what they talk about in England, oatmeal is porridge there. You have the most delicious breakfast cereal that I put a little nut milk on it, some berries, maybe walnuts, a little extra freshly ground flaxseed, maybe some sliced banana. It's absolutely delicious. And by the way, before I eat anything in the morning, I always have a big glass of warm to hot, not burning hot, but hot, fresh purified water with the juice of maybe a half a lemon in it, because that gets your colon moving. And as my grandmother taught me as a teenager, you always want to have a good bowel movement in the morning. And if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds during the day. But I promise you that if you start with something hot and then wait a few minutes, you know I always make a big tea kettle. Mine's glass, so I can look inside and see that it's very clean. And it holds about almost a half a gallon of water. And in that tea kettle, I put some coins of ginger and turmeric. So after I've had my hot water, I'm bringing the ginger turmeric tea to a boil, turning it down to simmer immediately for 5 minutes. And it makes this golden elixir that I then use throughout the day, maybe the base of a smoothie, or maybe when I'm making some grain and you need liquid, or maybe I just put it in the refrigerator and it's a hot day possibly, and then I chill it and I make one, you know, so that's fresh ginger turmeric tea. It's just a great way to start the day, and I have a spice chapter in A Hug and a Mug, how to get the most healing from your spice rack. I have a tea chapter with 33 teas that would be the best for your body and some you never want to drink that will surprise you. But that's just, and that recipe on how to make the tea and make it special, like when you're boiling the water and simmering, maybe put a basil leaf in to give you more antioxidants and a note of flavor. Maybe you put an inch of a cinnamon stick in the water to give it a little bit of cinnamon flavor. Oh, yes. Sometimes I'll put in a little sprig of rosemary or a leaf of sage, because those two help your cognitive function and give you a better memory and greater concentration. So all these little tidbits are important that I have in A Hug and a Mug. And remember, those first 40 minutes of the day set the tone. And if you're always busy and rushed in the morning, maybe the night before you set the breakfast table, make the kids' lunches, lay out your exercise or your work clothes, do whatever you can the night before to make those first 40 minutes of the morning just the way you want the rest of the day to be.
So much information so far, much more to come. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic is Rejuvenate and Shine, and we have much more right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about Rejuvenate and Shine, simple, surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. Want to talk now about nature's healing power. And that's so important because so often we grab or we call the doctor to get an antibiotic. We want to medicate, to make problems go away. We don't utilize nature's healing power. Talk about what we're missing, because it's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Oh, boy, is it ever, Rick. And this is one of the most important chapters in A Hug and a Mug. My mom and grandmother used to say, go outside to play and pray. And in studies I've read for years and in my own observation with myself and others, the more time we get outdoors into nature and appreciate the beauty and blessings of God's splendor, the more compassionate, forgiving, and kind we become. They've actually done studies on this.
Amazing.
I have some great studies in the book. And in all of my decades of hiking, Rick, I can't ever recall meeting a cranky, mean-spirited, or cantankerous hiker. because all the people I pass on the trails are friendly and amiable and just wonderful to be around. And let's say it's snowing or freezing or you've got no area in your backyard where you could just maybe appreciate the beauty that you have or could have in your backyard. Whatever causes you not to be able to get outdoors, I make it up. Like some days I'm working so hard I just can't get outside. And I always, my feet right now, my bare feet, I wish you could see, are on an, well, maybe we don't want to see, are on an earthing mat. Because when you go barefoot in nature, let's say your backyard or the sand at the beach, this is barefoot. Your feet, your body absorbs the healthy electrons literally from Mother Earth. It changes the functioning of your immune system and supercharges it. It changes the vibrational rate of the cells in your body. It can make your mood more positive. It can take away pain in your body. Being outdoors is always the best because you're breathing in the negative ions of nature. The negative ions are the ones that put you in a positive mood. But if you can't, like I have three of these earthing mats. One's under my feet right now at my desk. One's in front of a chair in my sunroom where I look out into the backyard when I'm sitting to meditate or reading the Bible or just reflecting. And I literally have another one at the foot of my bed on top of the fitted sheet, so that my bare feet and ankles and lower leg can be right there on top of the earthing mat to get all the benefits. And if you think this is all crazy stuff from a woman who lives in West Los Angeles, think again. Go to my website and SusanSmithJones.com and go in the navigation bar to favorites. And the first little prompter is earthing. It's earthing, and on that earthing page, I've posted a one-hour documentary by medical doctors on how important it is to be barefoot, or, you know, maybe you have shorts and a T-shirt on and you're lying on the grass in the backyard. The benefits for your body, all scientifically documented. I write about it in The Hug and a Mug, but if you want to look at a documentary right now, you can even go to the search bar on my website and put in earthing or grounding, and you'll be amazed at the benefits, and it doesn't cost any money.
The website is SusanSmithJones.com. All the information there. And what Dr. Susan was just talking about, the importance of that. And again, most of the information we're talking about today, and probably all of it, and then some, in A Hug and a Mug. And you can order the book, find out about the book, order the book there as well. You talk about visualization, how important that is in planning the day ahead. Talk about visualizing your day ahead and why that's so beneficial.
Yes, and that's the V in rejuvenate.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Albert Einstein who once said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. I love that. And visualizing success and positive outcomes, in like your mind's eye, is a way to help prepare us for the real thing. And decades of research back up Einstein's insightful sentiment. You know, you've heard of world-famous athletes who visualize, like shooting baskets or hitting a hole in one. And if visualization can make that much of an impact on human performance, imagine what it could do in your everyday life. And studies have actually found that when you visualize a little bit every day, you want to also feel the feelings of that wish fulfilled, that those joyful, happy feelings. If that were your goal, it's already come true. That makes a difference. But visualizing can enhance motivation, increase confidence, prime you for success.
Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. We'll do it again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it. And don't forget to celebrate life today.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.